Members of Peru Negro are standard bearers of black heritage in their native Peru. The group of musicians, singers, and dancers was founded in 1969 to preserve the culture that their ancestors brought to that country as slaves. They're also carrying that culture to audiences far beyond Peru's borders. The group has released its second CD in this country. It's called Jangorio, and Rolando Arrieta has this profile.
Peru Negro is not what most Americans expect from a Peruvian group, says producer Juan Murillo. He says most people equate Peruvian with Andean.
You go to any big city in the United States, you see Andean people playing in the subway or, you know, in the big plazas or something. Or in Europe, the same thing. So the image is Peruvians are all Indians. They all come from Machu Picchu and they all have black straight hair.
This is what the music from the Peruvian highlands might have sounded like before the early 1700s. That's when the Spanish invaded and brought their own culture. The colonizers also came with slaves from Africa who brought their traditions. In the coastal towns of Peru, the Spanish masters forced the African slaves to work and live with the Andean peasants. A bond grew between the two groups, but sometimes, says Juan Murillo, during social gatherings and parties, they would clash.
The Andeans would play their music, and at some point, blacks will get tired of it because it was too sad, and they will scream at them, let's stop the sadness, let's stop the crying, and let's get happy now.
The Spanish nobles felt the music of the blacks was too aggressive and too sexually suggestive, so the Spanish banned the use of drums. The masters wanted the slaves to play violin and guitar instead, but the blacks found ways to make rhythm. They turned a box into a drum and came up with the cajon.
It's a wooden box. Originally, they were just wooden crates, the crates that were used to transport vegetables or fruits. They weren't intended to be musical instruments. They were intended to be packaging containers.
The music that developed in the small villages and coastal hills combined the sadness of Andean melodies with African beats and Spanish violin. That's where the music stayed for more than 200 years, at weekend family gatherings and parties. But in the 1950s, Peruvians from the hills started migrating to the cities, and a group called Cumanana began playing Afro-Peruvian music in the capital, Lima. Around the same time, a cajon player named Ronaldo Campos moved to Lima and helped start another group, Peru Negro. His son, Ronnie Campos, now leads the group and says Peru Negro still plays the music his father learned.
Lo que muestra también Peru Negro son costumbres que hacían, o sea, había en los pueblos de Peru.
What Peru Negro showcases are family customs from different towns in Peru. Peru Negro tries to demonstrate the beliefs and traditions of black culture.
White Peruvians from Lima did not like Peru Negro's music at first, according to Javier León, professor of ethnomusicology at Tulane University. But when the 1950s migration brought many Andeans to Lima, León says whites turned to Peru Negro.
As this migration begins to increase in Lima, there's this very kind of impending sense of doom by many Limeños that Lima is becoming Andeanized. And so it kind of becomes almost a form of escapism for a lot of white Peruvians. You know, by embracing Afro-Peruvian music, you are somehow turning your back or resisting this perceived Andeanization of the city of Lima.
In the 1980s, Perú Negro got another boost when a military government championed the group's music to build popular support for the dictatorship. But Javier León says Perú Negro tries to create something apart from what others want it to be.
Perú Negro is one of these groups who have tried to take a lot of these colonial representations of Afro-Peruvians, some of which have not been particularly flattering. And they have tried to basically turn those around and kind of embrace them as a way of making that a source of empowerment.
Today, Black Peruvian music is trendy in Lima. And while Ronnie Campos wants people to accept the music for itself, he's happy to play a part in social change.
I think that Perú Negro is showing that in Peru, racism is starting to be a thing of the past, and there is an equality of races. Because Black Peruvian music is very accepted in Peru.
Porque la música negra es muy aceptada dentro del Perú.
And thanks to Perú Negro, the music is becoming known around the world. In Peru, the group is working with kids to teach them about their Afro-Peruvian heritage. For NPR News, I'm Rolando Arrieta.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.